Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're talking some video games. All week we're going to be celebrating the Teen Titans. I went and saw Teen Titans Go to the Movies last Saturday, and go see it. It is amazing. I loved it. It was phenomenal. One of the best movies I've seen this year, hands down. Definitely one of the best animated movies I've seen in a long time. I'm not a huge fan of Teen Titans Go, the series, just for numerous reasons. I am a big fan of the original Teen Titans cartoon, and I love Young Justice, but that's a whole nother story. And we'll get into all of that as the week goes on. But the movie was good enough, and everybody here on the network, me, Derek, Colby, we've all seen it. And we've all really enjoyed it, and laughed a lot, and just can't recommend it enough. So, because of that, like I said, we're going to look at the Teen Titans all week long. So, there is a Teen Titans video game. It was based on the old series, and it came out on PlayStation 2, Xbox, and GameCube way back in 2006. There was a Game Boy Advance game before that, but we don't count either of the Game Boy games, really. The game itself was pretty straightforward, if not kind of interesting. You got to switch between the Titans, and you would go through and you're fighting all the Hive people, you know, Jinx, Gizmo, Mammoth, Mumbo, Plasmus, Cinderblock, all sorts of people, ultimately fighting Slade. And then what's interesting is after you beat Slade, it's spoilers for a 12-year-old game, you encounter the Master of Games. And that's supposedly who put you in this thing. But then you find out that the Master of Games is fake also. And that the real villain, the real person behind everything, the person controlling them, was you, the player. Which is something kind of neat and really kind of cool. Something you would expect from the Teen Titans Go series more than Teen Titans. But is what it is. The game also had a mode called Master of Games mode, and this was just pretty much just like a fighting game, and it had a large cast of characters, but there wasn't a whole lot to it. I mean, you had your Titans and the villains and stuff, but really that was about it. And some of the villains were, you know, just nobodies. And you had multiple skins for Raven that counted as different characters. You know, you had the Red Raven and the White Raven. You had multiple skins for Robin that counted as different characters, the Red X and the Apprentice. Even for Beast Boy, BB the Clown and MMM Employee were still just Beast Boy moves and stuff. Cyclone was Cyborg, Blackfire was Starfire. So not a whole lot really shaken up to it. I think that right now, if you were to come out with a Teen Titans game, you would need to make it a fighting game, kind of like this. I remember when I was younger, we had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the fighters. We had a Power Rangers fighting game. A lot of, you know, just nice, simple 2D fighting games based on different properties and stuff. And I think if you did that with a Teen Titans game, it would be a lot of fun. But here's the twist. Your characters, you know, you started off and it's either a Teen Titans game or a Teen Titans Go game, you know, maybe depending, like the Xbox One starts off as Teen Titans and the PlayStation starts off as Teen Titans Go. And as you play, you unlock the characters from the other franchises. So, I mean, Soul Calibur did that with Soul Calibur 4, 3, 4, 4, where, like, Yoda was Xbox exclusive for a while and Darth Vader was PlayStation exclusive, but it wouldn't even be like that. It would just be different types of video games. And, you know, so after you beat it, then, oh, now it's the other franchise. And as they would go, you would have all these characters. And I know I just said something about, you know, different skinned Robins, but you'd make them different. You know, have the Teen Titans Go characters have a different moveset than the Teen Titans ones, as it would make sense. You know, some are stronger or faster than their other counterpart, or whatever you need to do there. And bring in, you know, all the supporting characters that you saw over the years, in whether it's like honorary Titans, you know, with Aqualad and Bumblebee and Massimanos, Jericho, Hotspot, Terra would have to be there, Speedy, Wonder Girl, all these people. And then even in the Teen Titans Go universe, it'd be the same thing, you know, except like over there you have the Wonder Twins, and have different villains and stuff going on, you know, from different universes. And I think ultimately you'd set it up like that Ninja Turtles movie that came out, it's been about a decade ago now, where the Shredders team up, and in this one you'd have the Slades would turn out to be responsible for what had happened. I thought that maybe, you know, you could do Control Freak as the person behind it. And that he could too, you know, either maybe the Slades use him as the gateway to bring these two worlds together, or whatever it may be. And who knows, you know, we're still... it's a spoiler because the movie's still in theaters. It just came out. But the mid-credit scene in Teen Titans Go, oh my gosh, we're trying to figure out how that's going to be sorted out. So, you know, I think this would be a fun and interesting way to follow up on that and give the fans of both franchises, you know, kind of what they were looking for in a game. And, you know, it could still have a good story mode if you did it like Injustice. And that would be, you know, where you're still just fighting, but there's some semblance of a story, and that's how you'd find out who was behind it. And even bring in, like, Puffy AmiYumi. You know, they got a show because of the popularity of the theme song in Teen Titans. So the possibilities here are actually pretty awesome. And it's a game that, I mean, I would play. And I would really, really enjoy and would like to see made. But let us know, what kind of Titans game would you like to see? You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media. Just look for the Night Nerd. We're everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We'd love to hear from everybody, so hit us up. You can even email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. And make sure you hit that little subscribe button. That way you can be getting all the latest shows, not just from The Night Nerd, but also from Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, DC Animated Adventures, and all the other, the Family Sounds, everything else we have going on. Lots of great stuff going on. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, thank you all so much for listening. I'm Lance, and we'll see you next time.